88.5 XPN. Well, today is Earth Day. Started in Philadelphia in 1970, it is now observed in 192 countries and is described as the largest secular holiday in the world, celebrated by more than a billion people every year. Well, one local organization doing its part to preserve land and wildlife in the Philadelphia region is Natural Lands Trust. Kirsten Werner is director of communications.
Natural Lands Trust has been around for more than 60 years. We're one of the region's oldest and largest conservation organizations. And our primary mission is to save land, steward the land that we save, and connect people to nature. We're somewhat unique in regional land trusts for the fact that we own so much land. We have 21,000 acres of land under conservation easement that we monitor every year. We're regional. We're eastern Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey. But unique to Natural Lands Trust, or I should say somewhat unique to Natural Lands Trust, we own so much land because we feel like owning the land is kind of the first step in saving land. The next step is to actually restore those habitats, to inform how our management practices on preserves like Stroud Preserve in Westchester will benefit native wildlife species.
And a big part of those management practices involve enthusiastic volunteers, of which Jim McVoy is one. A retired music professor at Westchester University, Jim monitors the bird population at several Natural Lands Trust preserves. Jim is particularly interested in the bobolink, a rather rare species whose population has declined in Pennsylvania by about 80% in the last 40 years, but now, due in part to Jim's research and data collection, has seen a rebound.
The bobolink was a lot more widespread in this area before we turned most of our meadows into subdivisions. So there are not very many places in eastern and southeastern Pennsylvania where they're still nesting. Natural Lands Trust has done a wonderful job of saving space, and especially since we know they use this particular space, it's wonderful to know that every year from the 1st of May till the 1st of July at least, I can see these wonderful birds.
In some sense, it surprises me that someone like Jim would want to generously give so much of his time to Natural Lands Trust, but on the other hand, it doesn't, because what we find kind of the common thread with all of our volunteers is that they're passionate about what they're doing. And we're passionate about what Natural Lands Trust does, too, so it's kind of a nice symbiotic relationship. We give them the opportunity to really feel like they're making a difference with something that, really captures their hearts.
The bobolink population spend their winters in Bolivia and Argentina, which is one reason I find them incredibly exciting, because every year I go over to the Stroud Preserve and I walk up behind the barn and there's the birds that I saw last in August. They've flown about 10,000 miles total. It's never disappointing to take folks out to see them because they always show off.
That's avid birder and friend of the bobolink, Jim McVoy, along with Kirsten Werner of Natural Lands Trust, which will be hosting Brunch with the Bobolinks Saturday, May 24th at the Stroud Preserve in Westchester. For more information, you can go to the website, natlands.org. And Jim and Kirsten also told me that birds, like frogs, are an environmental bellwether. Because of their rapid metabolism and wide geographical range, they reflect changes in the environment quickly and warn scientists when things are out of balance, something that the folks at Natural Lands Trust are very concerned with, highlighted especially on this Earth Day today. For the XPN Morning Show, I'm Bob Bumbara.